Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN.com. Yeah. But our link, it's later.
Yeah, don't use that one. Yeah.
You'll get it.
You'll figure it.
I mean, you already do.
Yeah.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello. It's good to be here.
It's great to be anywhere, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah.
Except if it's, you know, a place where you shouldn't be. You know what I mean?
Give me an example.
Under the sun.
Under the sun.
Directly under the sun.
Like how close to the sun are we talking?
Like you can nearly touch it, but you reach out and you can just touch it with your fingertips, just a little bit, but you can't grab it.
That is probably too close, actually. Yeah, that's a place you shouldn't be, yeah.
So there's a good example of the thing that you said.
Yeah, but in most instances, it's okay to be pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Besides that sun thing you mentioned.
And if you're wearing a mask, obviously, if it's a public place, that you have to pay.
Yeah. I just ordered some masks online.
I got a few already. Oh. I'm so clever, Mason, that I thought this pandemic's going to go for a really long time that I already got some. Because I'm so,
The bandits are here to get your masks, James.
Yeah. My son is on his bike in the backyard and I bought him a bike and it's got a handle that you turn it and it revs like a motorbike. Worst decision I've ever made.
Because here's the thing, James. Here's the thing. As a non-parent, I can tell you this. Mm. But as a bicycle enthusiast, I can tell you, you can purchase a bike that doesn't have that.
There wasn't any available. Because all the bikes have been bought up because of pandemic. Oh. I may have been ahead on the masks.
Yeah,
right. Way behind on the bikes.
The only place you could get a bike was at Annoying Bikes Proprietary Limited. We guarantee this bike will drive you up the wall.
You'll hate it.
I assume it's also removable, but you can't do it now. It's too late.
Well, it's pretty – I've had a look at it. It's pretty on there, man. Yeah. Anyway. Here's something that you should check out, though.
Yes.
Something that's not annoyingbikes.com or whatever we said. Mm-hmm. Tofop is celebrating –
we have to buy that now. We have to buy the domain annoyingbikes.com.
Tofop is celebrating – 10 years of podcasting and 300 episodes. They did a live feed yesterday. Oh, it's happening at the moment, but I was on Instagram yesterday. I highly recommend you check that out. You've probably heard the show before. It's really funny. Will Anderson, Charlie Clausen, who have both guested on this show at various points. Hey, mate, on the annoying bike. All right, I'm going to have to get him on the bike for a second. Colin's edit this out. But
No, leave this in. This is great, incredible meme potential, James, I feel. He wants to get on a bike, James.
An annoying bike, yeah. Anyway, you mentioned the Tofop thing, what they do.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's just a couple of bloody cool, handsome, fit dudes just crushing it in the comedy game. You know what I mean, James? Boy, it's like a war zone out there, really. Did you have a grand old time?
I had a grand old time. How'd the Tofop promo go?
Look, it petered out a little bit, but we'll fix it in editing, I assume.
Where you mean Collings?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. This is a real cats in the cradle moment where he's like, help me ride a bike. And I'm like, I can't, I have to podcast.
Wow, it's true, yeah.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. He's going to write a song about it many, many years from now.
You know what's going to happen? He'll fall off a bike. He'll hit his head. He'll have like a flashback.
But you helped him though. It's not like you were.
That's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you want to be there for the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have we done any comic book movie news yet?
No. Let's do it right now.
Anyway, Tofop, a couple of great guys, funny guys.
Yeah, that's
right. Just riffing up a storm up there.
Riffing up a storm. Mm-hmm.
You should listen to the podcast solely for the podcast artwork alone.
Like it's incredible.
Every week, James Fosdyke, great Australian artist, puts together just an incredible piece of artwork for every episode, and every episode he resists the urge to put a giant dick on it, which is kind of his whole deal. So the fact that he respects the Topop Boys enough to not put a giant dick in every piece of artwork.
He's a true hero.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, everybody should listen to that. Go check that out.
I'll link it below. So yeah, we're going to be doing the news of the week and then the topic. Obviously, there's time codes in the description if people do want to jump around. Now, for those who haven't seen the Halloween Kills trailer, how would you describe it? First of all, it's been delayed a year.
Right.
So
you know. Have they filmed?
I believe they filmed most of it.
Or have they just filmed this little bit? Because this bit that we see is sort of immediately after the last Halloween.
Yeah.
Like spoilers for the last Halloween.
Mm.
They kill Michael Myers, but he's probably still alive.
Yes. Imagine if he wasn't and the rest of the movie was like, we did a great job. We did a really good job, everyone.
In this
weird house of mannequins you built really paid off.
The survivors of the last Halloween are leaving on the back of a pickup truck.
Yes.
And then they see some fire trucks approaching the house that they set on fire in the last movie. And they're like, no, they're going to. So it'd be funny if they just, the firefighters arrive. It wouldn't be funny. It'd be tragic if the firefighters arrived and they're like, just a dead guy in the basement. Just a. Yeah.
Do you think he's going to kill the firefighters?
Probably, and then put on a firefighter hat.
Yes.
He's probably going to fashion a new mask out of a firefighter hat.
And then maybe he'll do some good.
I like fight fires and stuff.
Maybe
that'll happen, yeah.
Yeah, I find it funny to me that they're like, no, why, let it burn. It's like, they're firefighters.
What do you think was going to do?
It's their job.
Yeah.
At that point, though, speaking from someone with limited.
What you should have done, Laurie Strode, is you should have, instead of setting the house on fire, you should have trapped him down there and then bricked it up.
Yeah.
And then if some like bricklayers show up, they're just going to finish your work, aren't they? They're going to make it even better. You see the lights, you're escaping on the pickup truck, you see the lights flashing and the sirens blaring in the other direction, and you're like, oh, no. Oh, wait, it's bricklayer trucks. And they get to the house and they brick it up real good. And you're like, he's double bricked up.
He dies in there.
He's just going to die. Also, you should have just shot him. Remember you had the chance to shoot him and you didn't?
I think they maybe shot him once.
They shot him once, but they should have shot him 100,000 times.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of a room full of mannequins, it could have been a room full of boxes of bullets. And you just keep reloading and shooting.
Yep, that's right.
Or that basement full of guns that are pointed at him.
Yeah.
You know?
Any of those things are absolutely fine.
Mm. Anyway, I like that movie despite that
ending. Same. It's kind of like The Force Awakens of Halloween movies.
Oh, you know? So does that mean this will be The Last Jedi of Halloween movies?
People won't or will like that, won't they?
That's right. Yeah. It's going to really deconstruct the mythos and Michael Myers is going to discover he made some mistakes in his past life.
Oh.
He can't change those, but he can change the present, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to let the past burn like his face, presumably.
As someone who has limited knowledge of firefighting, because my brother's a firefighter, my dad's been a firefighter, that would be a controlled burn situation. You turn up to that house, the whole thing is just, it's all on fire.
Exactly. Can't put that out.
You're not running in or nothing. You're just like, let's just make sure this doesn't catch anything else. So
point.
You still should die in there, is what I'm saying, if it's true to firefighting etiquette.
It's
and
true,
that's what
yes.
they call it.
Yeah. They check Miss Post's book of firefighting etiquette. They open it up and they're like, running in there would be very gauche, wouldn't it? Very inappropriate. Let's just let it burn.
All right, here's something I'm excited for. The Boys Season 2 trailer.
Boys.
There's goriness. There's action.
There is goriness.
They're on the run-ness because they got their identities outed. Is that right?
I think they did. William Butcher is on the news.
It's one of those things I'd love to rewatch before the second season comes out, but knowing me, I probably won't have time to do it. But very excited for this.
Just neglect your kid.
That's right.
Both kids.
Here's a slight spoiler for season two via Collider and Eric Kripke, who was a showrunner on this, and he also works on
The Crypt Keeper.
He's not a Crypt Keeper. He worked on Supernatural.
Could be a Crypt Keeper.
It's only natural, supernatural. I'm going to stick the song behind you. It's a dog, and
it's also your kid.
Yes. Oh, you let the dog in.
It's true. He did.
Great job. Him and the dog aren't. They're not getting along at the moment.
You think? No, they're not.
He doesn't like it when she watches him eat food. Because it's like, get this dog out of here. And I'm like, she's fine. You're big enough now that she's not going to jump up and grab your food. And he's like, get her out of here.
Was that a problem in the past?
Yeah, because when he was little, he used to like hold up his food and kind of like laugh when she'd try and get it. And then she'd eventually get it. And then he'd be upset.
Wow, that's a real rod for his own back then, isn't it? Yes, that's it really is. This is all you're doing.
Little boy.
This little boy. You reap what you sow, little boy.
Anyway, Eric Kripke was saying, don't expect to see Billy Butcher till episode 2. But with the unused footage, though, they're releasing a short film that fills in the gap during that episode 1 period.
Wait, so where did this unused footage come from?
I think it's from episode 1.
So they filmed a whole bunch of Billy Butcher stuff and they cut it out.
They took it out,
And it may turn into, a webisode?
Yeah, I guess so. Or maybe they're going to release it on Netflix, but apparently it's got, huge action scenes, but also emotional beats.
Huh.
Ba-dum-psh.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because if you recall in the end of the previous season of The Boys, again, spoilers for The Boys.
Yeah.
This is a bloody spoiler-heavy episode. At the end of that, it's revealed that his wife, who he thought was dead,
is actually
still alive and had a child with his arch nemesis, Homelander. Mm. But we haven't really seen any of that in the trailer, I don't think.
No, we haven't. You're right.
Which means, could it potentially be a plot thread that they're just going to ignore? You couldn't, or what if, Homelander just kills the wife and the kid in the first episode?
I think there's
I wouldn't put it past this show, to be honest.
I think you see him, shove him off the roof in the trailer.
Okay, so great.
Maybe that's when he gets his powers or...
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever. But I wouldn't surprise me if they don't touch on a lot of that and then they kind of come back to it later, because they reference also that there'll be allusions and mentions of the things that happened that they cut out, which we will then see.
Okay, so, right. Gotcha.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that in September. I think it's out.
Yeah.
Great.
I was going to say that's ages, but it's not. It's
not.
A couple
We're
of
mid-July
months.
Nearly.
Yeah.
The Wrap are reporting that Lee Whannell, who people might know as a great friend of this show.
That's
he
right.
guested that one time.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
True friend of the show.
True friend of the show. I mean, he didn't retweet it, but we know how much he likes
the
show.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I mean, that would be gauche. He checked Miss Post's book of directors, renowned directors who are on podcasts.
That's
what
right.
to do.
And he saw that Edgar Wright didn't also retweet.
That's right. And he was like, well, it would be a bit, it wouldn't be classy to retweet it.
No,
it
certainly wouldn't.
You want just word of mouth to spread naturally.
That's right. So Lee Whannell, though, he's in talks for Ryan Gosling's The Wolfman.
That's right.
Which makes a lot of sense because both of them are involved in this movie.
And they're both wolfmen.
Yes, that's right.
So that works out perfectly.
But they're
it?
Not rivals. They're friends.
Friend Wolfman, yeah. Unlike the Guillermo del Toro one.
That's right, there were two.
With What's His Face?
Enemy
Sir Anthony
Wolfman.
Hopkins, What's His Face?
that guy. Yeah
that's
nobody
right.
knows him, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Lee Whannell, of course, did The Invisible Man. He's also got background in horror. And it's interesting to me that Ryan Gosling is doing this. I think this is going to be something pretty good.
Yeah.
I think.
Look, I think I've said this in the past about Ryan Gosling. I think he wants to do one of everything.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think, and again, like, you could get him to do a superhero movie
if you
gave him an intriguing enough premise.
And it was one,
exactly right. He's not coming back for that.
Like, so he'd do like a Joker, but he wouldn't do like, I'll be Captain America for 40 years.
No, he wouldn't do that, exactly right.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Yeah, cool. So this is good news. It seems like the Dark Universe is really doing, it's done one good movie.
Yeah.
And there's the potential for there to be other good movie.
Put that on the poster, I think. Put that in the press release when they do the shot of all the actors portraying who are going to portray all the various characters in years to come.
Mm.
They're all dressed in suits and they're all like posed dramatically on a sound stage and just say that thing you said. Just put
one,
underneath
one good movie.
They've done one good movie and there's potentially maybe to do some good movies or a couple more movies. Maybe we'll get a couple more movies out of this before we cancel this again.
Look at everyone here. At least one of these movie will be good movie.
Yep.
We hope.
Maybe put that in a speech bubble. Maybe Ryan Gosling saying it.
He'd do it.
Or put Lee Whannell in the corner, just shrugging.
Shrugging like, yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on, look. He's holding a copy of Upgrade on DVD. Yeah. Like, I made this is good. Good one.
They're making a spin-off series.
Yeah.
Is he involved that much in
it? It's like one of those cards you open up that's got a voice in it.
Oh.
This gets sent to all the major movie outlets.
So it's like one of those Billy Big Mouth fish
that
you walk past.
Yeah. You open it up, the press opens it up, and there's Lee Whannell in the corner being like,
Upgrade.
Upgrade. It was good. This is a series.
We got a new bat.
That's right, Lee Whannell. If you're not going to retweet us.
We're going to roast you
that's
weekly.
That's right, yes.
No, he was very nice. I'm not sure how to say this. Is it Javicia Leslie?
Oh, it's the new Batwoman.
New Batwoman, yeah. Her character, Ryan Wilder, which is a new character from comics and myth, is going to be taking over the role, but not as in like the mantle, not like the...
Yeah, she's not Kate Kane.
No.
who was the Batwoman of season one of the TV series Batwoman.
That's right.
Yeah, interesting. I'm excited to see that.
Ruby Rose was excited on Instagram. She's like, it's amazing that she's going to be played by a black woman. Congratulations and all of those things. You're going to be amazing. So,
but some fans are mad. Why? Because a thing is different.
A thing is different?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm mad. I didn't realize it was different.
No, it's very different in a way. Yeah.
I think this might be like the shot in the arm that show kind of needs. It seems to have gotten
I've also
more...
heard that said a lot. This is a shot in the arm.
Well, it's even from like a press perspective. Like people are talking about this show, which they didn't really talk about it when it was actually on.
And I mean, I've seen the episodes that crossed over with Crisis on Infinite Earths, and that's it.
Yeah, and how was it?
Fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was all right.
Shot in the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Again, I wouldn't be surprised if Ruby Rose came back at some point to be like, I'm back in Gotham just for the night, though.
And again, there is precedent for – people are mad because Ryan Wilder, I don't know. I don't think that's an existing DC Comics character.
They could very well just turn it around at some point as well and be like,
it's Bruce Wayne's daughter.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. People have also said, yeah, maybe it's a code name or something like that, and reveal it's whoever. But I mean, there's a lot of, we've talked about this quite recently as well. There's a lot of precedent for spin-off media to do a new character or a new take on an existing character that is so good. Mr. Freeze in the animated series, or Harley Quinn, invented for the animated series, that is then reincorporated into the main comic book and sort of becomes an iconic character. So
sometimes it might
give it a chance is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it might not even be a good thing, and then somebody takes that and turns it into something else. If you look at like the origins of like Deadpool, it's like, oh, this isn't super interesting, but then it becomes, you know, someone
becomes
else takes
it
and makes something else with it. So all I'm saying is that the show that I probably won't watch is good. It's I'll try and give this a go.
I might give this a go.
I should go back and watch some of the first season.
Is it? Well, and here's the thing, though, because season one, as I understand it, was basically around the mystery of what happened to Batman. Mm. Where did Bruce Wayne go?
Yeah.
Is season two going to be what happened to Kate Kane? Have they both fallen into the same well? Maybe they're in the pit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Did you see Hush is in this one, this show as well, isn't
he? He's going to be, I think.
And he looks like Bruce Wayne. So that's going to be the big plot point of season two, which I think is really interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. What's Hush's name again?
Thomas Elliot.
That's all his mates when they see him.
Thomas Elliot. Here he is, they say.
There he is.
He drops a glass, they're like, taxi. Taxi, Thomas Elliot.
People still do that. People have stopped doing that, haven't they? You might get someone from our generation or older.
Depends where you go, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're at Poke Mahone's in the city,
yes,
it's an Irish bar. It's a horrible bar. Then you'll get it there, yeah.
It's Irish merchandise themed.
Yes,
it's Irish.
Yes, exactly. It's like your Outback steakhouses or whatever.
Yeah.
For those
asking, we don't know what a bloomin' onion is.
I do.
No, we know what they are, but we don't have them here.
No, we don't have them. We don't have them here at all. Yeah.
It's weird.
I've just written here, news just for Mason.
Oh, hello. Is it Tron related? Tron 3 is happening. Hooray.
From the Diz Insider.
Yep.
And the Playlist have reported that Tron 3 is still a go. Jared Leto is set to star. Jeff Bridges, Garrett Hedlund and Olivia Wilde may reprise their roles.
I hope so.
Some of those people, I think, turned into Data, but that's perfect for returning, don't you think?
Yes.
I'm Data, but I'm
Jeff Bridges exploded.
Yeah, into Data.
Yeah.
But he could have a backup on a big black floppy disk, you know, the ones they used
to be? Yeah. That could be the main thrust of this. In the real world, there could be some cackling villain. He's always he's always flopping the floppy disk in front of Garrett Hedlund. He's like, you'll never get Jeff Bridges. He gets on a train.
Yeah.
Gets on a big steam train.
You like Tron 3 too, don't you?
I like it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and the sound.
But it's not perfect, certainly. But.
No, I admire it too for the things that it is. Mm. President of...
And this time around, if they youngify Jeff Bridges, it'll look good.
Oh, yeah. But don't. Make it bad again.
Make it bad again, yeah.
I still think that was impressive for the time.
Oh, it was impressive for the time, but if you recall, there's two youngified Jeff Bridges.
Yes.
There's the virtual version of him, which is an AI version, so it's okay that it looks creepy.
Yeah.
And then there's a flashback to when he was younger.
That's horrifying.
Where he's telling a story to his kid and it's horrifying.
It's like a mask.
Which they could have just cut around.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't understand.
I don't get it. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, nobody saw that movie.
It's just like 10 years
me.
Old, yeah.
Just me. Look great, though.
And it's better than Tron 1.
Oh, it's definitely better than Tron 1, yeah. But it's just amazing that they brought back a franchise from 30 years prior.
It's crazy,
and it was set 30 years later, and they got some of the actors back who were still around. I think the whole thing, just the concept of it, was amazing.
Wild.
Wow, Olivia Wilde.
And Cillian Murphy was like, I'm the villain, give me the floppy disk.
Ah, maybe we'll finally get Cillian Murphy, because he was set up, he was the son of the original villain.
Yeah.
My guess is they were going to set that up for a sequel that never happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's the thing, though. I'm, you know, invariably the plot of this one, because all the management of Disney's changed hands, the plot will be different from what everyone expected to be. You know, when the second one came out. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, the plot of the second one. Oh, catch it if you can.
I've tied this floppy to a set of train tracks. through the hole.
Put the
loop through the hole.
Very good.
Yeah.
President of Music and Soundtracks at Disney, Mitchell Leeb, says discussions have been had at some point between them and Daft Punk for another movie. And Disney is apparently hopeful Joe Kosinski will come back. But everything kind of has to fall into place. Also, some of this may be old news. It's like from an old report, apparently. It's like echoes of this thing that they might have been doing
at
some
point. Yeah, of course.
But I really like Joe Kosinski. I think he's a great director. I mean, I love the movie Oblivion, and you haven't seen it?
Still haven't seen it.
It's pretty good, man.
I'm going to see if it's on Netflix right now. Bet it's not.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that, Mason?
I'm trying a new thing.
Yeah.
Being a dumbass.
Oh, yeah, he's directing Top Gun Maverick at the moment.
Oh.
He also did Only the Brave in 2017, but I have no idea what that is.
It's not on there.
Check one of your other streaming services.
I refuse. I'll do it later.
Okay, good. It's from Empire. Black Widow's future may be in jeopardy, in doubt, perhaps, question mark?
Doubtful.
She's dead. Apparently, Florence Pugh might be taking over the role.
Oh, I see.
They said they didn't. Kate Shortland, who the director of the movie, said, we didn't know how great Florence Pugh would be. We knew she'd be great, but we didn't know.
We based it on the name exclusively. We're like, I don't know.
What about this? Well, whose idea was this? But we didn't know how great. Scarlett, apparently, was so gracious.
That's what her friends say when she's at the pub. They're like, Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, taxi!
Yep.
In
Australia, to scull something is to drink it really fast.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like a Scarlett Johansson. Yes, like a chug. Mm-hmm. Or neck.
Yeah. That's so good.
And Scarlett is so gracious, like, oh, I'm handing her the baton. So it's going to propel another female storyline. It looks like we're going to be getting a new Black Widow in future installments. So, yeah, I think they are setting up. They've been doing this for a while, it seems. They're setting up the future of the universe very slowly in drips and drabs of, like, who's going to be left.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you know, Scarlett Johansson has been Black Widow since Iron Man 2, which was 2010. Yeah. So she's been doing it for a decade. So, I'm sure she wants to. I'm sure she wants to move on and do roles where she doesn't have to be in
a cat suit.
I was going to say, for the physical and emotional state.
Yeah.
Do you think, I was wondering this the other day, do you think that when the Marvel Cinematic Universe gets a new person, like they get a Brie Larson or they get a Chadwick Boseman or a Paul Rudd or whatever, do you think one of the existing cast members brings them in and is like, this is going to be weird for a while? You're going to encounter some weird stuff.
I think they do. I think you get a lot of kind of examples of that where like they're like, because Paul Rudd, I think, talked to Chris Evans. So I think talked about this.
Oh, yeah, on Verona.
And they mentioned something like that, like he spoke to some people about it. And I think Chris Evans talked to Robert Downey Jr. before and like how it's like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do this for 10 years? And it's I can't go anywhere anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you've got to commit to the role for 10 years. You probably have to be, you know, super fit for 10 years.
Yeah.
You've got to
be nice to kids for 10 years.
You've got to be nice to kids for 10 years. Your least favorite thing. You've got to be prepared to answer questions about them. You have to do research on the mythology of your character and their relationship to all existing characters in the comic books, even if none of that is going to come to the movies, even if it's a new thing. You have to know all
your stuff.
You have to have
a few stories on hand to mention for things that you'd like to see in the future.
Yeah.
Just ready to go. So, I don't know, the one where he's Hydra, the one where he's a werewolf, the one where he wasn't Captain America, he was Nomad. Just have those. Just have them in the chamber ready to go.
And then you'd be like, Brie Larson, none of those things relate to your character. You've done it again. This is why the internet hates you. She has a new YouTube channel.
I haven't watched it yet. Because I don't have an interest in, like, what's Will Smith doing?
No.
What's Jack Black doing?
Will Smith is broken up with his wife or something.
Yeah, or not at the moment. No, they're on a break, yeah.
But we're not a gossip website. But Brie Larson has a new YouTube channel. I saw her Hot Ones. It was very entertaining. So
I haven't watched that yet because isn't the new Hot Ones there over Skype or whatever?
They are over Skype.
Do they still hold up?
Is
there that cognitive dissonance?
I don't know. You've thrown me with that. Like, I'm aware,
doesn't even apply.
Like, I'm,
doesn't
I'm aware
really
of
work.
What cognitive dissonance is, work. But it doesn't just apply in this instance. I don't know. I mean, it's less immediate, and also it's kind of, I guess they get delivered.
Yeah, they get delivered the wings,
all the stuff and the wings and the hot sauces or whatever. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it seems pretty solid. Yeah. But I think the immediate, it's more fun when they're both in the room
totally,
together
because
you know
they can spit milk.
You can spit milk exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's no chance that any shady operator would replace all their hot sauces with just like red water.
Well, that's true. You know? That's right.
Brie Larson, I'm looking at you. Yeah. Obviously, that's what you've done.
Oh, there's already a video.
I bet there is. I bet there's already a conspiracy theory that she faked a hot sauce eating.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting that Scarlett was like, oh, I'm handing her the baton. Like, she didn't realize that maybe that this was the way it was going to go, but I don't know.
Oh, I see. She thought she'd be doing this role forever.
But anyway, there's an Iron Man and there's a War Machine and there's a Captain America and there's a Bucky. There can be like two of the same kind of
that's true
thing. You know what I mean?
So I think they should be called Black Widow and Better Black Widow. And they have to fight for the title.
Who's the better one?
Well, we don't know until I
fight. There's a real cognitive dissonance there, isn't there? What have we got next? This is by the Illuminati.
Never heard of them. This is a new one.
In relation to Power Rangers.
Is that a Twitter thing? Is that a Twitter
It's a website.
Handle?
I think they're hit and miss, I think, from my understanding. Good. I don't know. There's so many. I can't keep track.
Yeah, that's true.
This is about Power Rangers. Apparently there's going to be a new... Or did you know also Hasbro have separated from Toei?
Oh, the Japanese company. Yeah. I did not know that.
Because you know what they do? They take the footage from that series and then they just put Americans going, we're sitting in a cafe.
Sure.
You know what they do? Yeah. And they've done that for 30 years or whatever.
No, really, that's true. I think there is nowadays there's newer footage.
Yeah, they
I
do
think
newer,
they ran
newer
out
stuff,
eventually.
But, no, because they keep making that show.
Yeah, right.
So they'll give them the costume and they'll, you know, if they need to have a bit with the helmet off. But once they cut to a quarry,
yeah,
it's a different
Absolutely, that's different true. It's a real cognitive dissonance.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Apparently, though, with this new movie, it's going to have a new team, and Hasbro was looking for a diverse cast for the film. That includes
Australians.
Mate.
White Australians who do a podcast, but only one.
Oh, wait.
It'll be Charlie Clawson.
Okay, I love how immediately I was like, oh, if it's only one, like knowing that it's not me.
Wow.
If it's only one, it's not going to be me, is it?
Yeah.
So it includes.
Okay, but a real diverse cast. Here we go.
Yeah, it's going to include racial backgrounds and members of the LGBTQ+ community. Mm-hmm. It's also going to take place in the same continuity as the TV shows and that 28 years of canon. Lord Zedd is going to be the villain. Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, my brain's exposed. Nobody touch it. Just touch it. Put your thumb right in it.
Lord Zedd, have you thought about wearing a hat?
No.
Just like a bucket hat. Maybe like one of those fisherman's hats, floppy on the side. No. It'd ruin the aesthetic. Ah, ha.
But he just hit his head on a low hanging
door. Oh, my God, every time. Or he'd open a cabinet.
Yeah.
And he'd forget he left the cabinet open. He'd stub his head on like the edge. That would hurt if it was direct. Or there's no nerves in your brain.
No.
So it wouldn't hurt your brain directly, but it would kill you probably.
I just want to double check that his brain is exposed.
Otherwise, it's going to look.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got like a thing on
it. It's got
like
a fin on it.
Yeah, but it's not. Dude, you're wearing a mask.
And exposed muscles? He's got exposed muscles also.
I mean, they're muscles, you know. Maybe he's, I don't know, maybe he's got a different, oh my God, it's just a brain. It's just a human brain sticking on the top of his head.
So he probably couldn't wear a bucket hat if he had that spike.
No. Yeah, well, it's just on the front really, but there's also a Zedd at the top of the spike. So maybe that would stop him from walking into doors.
Couldn't even wear a dunce cap.
No, he couldn't.
Because it'd be too pointy at the top.
Oh, he should, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to be Power Rangers whatever. It's not the same continuity as the last Power Rangers movie.
It appears that Power Rangers movie will be out of continuity. It's also going to involve Zordon, and time travel could possibly be involved, which would involve multiple looks and Zords from across the eras.
Oh.
Specifically, probably mostly the first one, because that's the... But that
the one
said,
people like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that being said, like, this has been a consistently popular show.
That's true.
For years. I was never a big fan because when it came out, I was still very much a kid, but I was like, ooh, this is dumb.
Yeah, same, yeah.
But it wasn't. It was like the same as everything I used to watch.
That's true,
I was just a year older.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, from when Ninja Turtles was popular the year before or whatever. But it also was the Voltron thing, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
I think it was a ripoff when it's clearly not because.
Exactly. Yeah. But we were like, oh, this is the poor man's Voltron. But Voltron was probably the poor man's a better thing that we never got in Australia.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But when I was in year 12,
yes.
I got like rehooked on Power Rangers. Like this season of Power Rangers, it's the only one that I've seen. It was a space one. And one of the Power Rangers, the Red Ranger's sister, was one of the villains, and she turns good. And I'm like, I'm heavily invested in this.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm all about this.
Was Tommy there?
No, Tommy wasn't there at that point.
Oh, the green slash white ranger.
White ranger, yeah. He's a staple, though. He's a mainstay, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I like about him.
You think they're going to get the guy that killed his roommate with a sword? Like, for real? That guy?
What? Really?
One of the Power Rangers killed his guilt.
Oh, I do. It was a Red Ranger, wasn't
it?
I think
it was a Red Ranger, but not the original Red Ranger.
Yeah. I know the original Yellow Ranger is dead. I think she died in a car crash.
Yeah.
And also the original Blue Ranger was like harassed on set because he was gay and people were like, they harassed him out of the role.
Well, I would say don't use any of that for the new.
No, I mean, you wouldn't, would you? Why would they put in that behind the scenes harassment stuff?
I wouldn't put it in, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think there's something about, I think they did miss a trick in that last one of connecting it
making
all
a good movie.
Making a good movie. That's fine, I guess. But
I mean, the Krispy Kreme endorsement saves it.
Yeah,
ultimately.
That's what makes that move. And I don't think I've had one since. It did the opposite.
Oh, I have.
And?
They're still good, man. They
go to a proper donut shop, though.
No, I know. It's apples and oranges, though. Like
sometimes you want like a real something that.
If you get a Krispy Kreme at a 7-Eleven, it's probably old.
Yeah.
If you get one right out of the Krispy Kreme machine.
Yeah.
Like if you force your way back into the kitchen and you're like, give me one of the. I've got this sword here.
Yeah.
Give me one of the real, they're real nice.
But do you ever go to bite into one of those and go, this could be just wax all the way through?
Never.
You don't know until you bite into it.
No, I know. I'm such a Krispy Kreme connoisseur, I can tell.
Oh, right,
I can tell from 100 paces.
There's no cognitive distance there, is there?
That's exactly right. In a way, there's no need for me to go back into the back of the store and threaten people with that sword.
Sure.
But I like it.
It's what you
do.
It's
what I enjoy, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I did think the last movie missed a trick in terms of it's still got this incredible fan base that you could build on, and you could also make it fresh enough with the new cast to bring in kind of newer people.
Yeah.
So you'd get everybody in that way, I guess. But, you know, we'll see, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then they'll be like, the Power Rangers all back together, and it's like they'll get like some of the old cast members and it's like, the Red Ranger's back.
Do you think every Ranger will combine together? Every Zord will combine together?
Oh, my God, like a mega Zord.
Like a mega Zord.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's start a petition for a mega Zord.
I do still like that. That original Zord looks really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's good.
Mm.
Do you want some
that Megazord? Jesus. That's why he's so mega.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. He's got lasers.
Yeah, he'd have to.
And a big sword.
He'd have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If Jesus came back, he'd have to.
Yeah.
Because there'd be a lot going on, you know what I mean? He's like, I'm ready this time.
Yeah.
I'm full of ready this shit again.
Right.
Yeah. He'd have to come back in a different way, though. You couldn't just have Jesus come back as Jesus, like no shoes.
Pog form.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? If it's just a dude in a robe, like preaching on a mountain, people.
There's probably
like
50 of them in mental asylums.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sirius XFM spoke to Ludacris.
Oh.
And he hints.
Ludacris Bridges.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He hinted at the Fast and Furious.
Oh, I know where this is going.
To space.
To space.
They mentioned space.
To hunt down Megazord Jesus.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they're against him?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I mean, initially,
Jesus has got that big cross.
Yeah, I know.
But then he becomes family.
He becomes family afterwards. It's James. It's a very clearly defined series. You do one movie where they're fighting a new guy, and in the next one, the guy they were fighting is their friend.
That's right.
And then they've got laser eyes Jesus for Fast and Furious 10.
But then you've pretty much won, haven't you?
Yeah.
But then they're all invincible anyway, unless they die in real life.
Oh.
A Matrix situation.
Yeah.
Cognitive dissonance?
Good. We've saved it.
Great.
We were slipping, but then we put in our famous catchphrase, cognitive dissonance? ?
So when they mentioned space, Ludacris said, Ludacris.
Yes.
His name?
Yeah, that's it.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
You just said something very important. I will say that you are very much, that you are very intuitive because you said something right. Huh. I mean, they have to go to space at this point, don't they?
No.
They can't not go to space at this point.
I disagree.
Well, center of the Earth?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's obviously what I'm talking
about.
But
if you keep going towards
the center
of the Earth.
The Rock has experience.
Not in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's got his own franchise.
Well, they've got to prove themselves better than The Rock, so they have to go to the center of the Earth.
But if you keep going enough to the center of the Earth, you eventually hit space. Like if you keep drilling, you know what I mean?
Nope.
That's how the movie's going to start. It's like, we have to go to the center of the Earth.
See, right?
And they keep going, we've got too far. Now we're in space.
No, what they do is they're like, we gotta go to the center of the Earth, and they get going, and then Tyrese pulls the lever. He reverses the polarity and they end up in space.
Tyrese.
Yeah, right.
He would, wouldn't he?
He's trying to impress a girl.
Yeah, as usual. That movie's been pushed back to next year. It was supposed to come out May, I think.
All right.
They pushed it a full year. Probably a good move to be like, because I remember when people were moving movies a year at that point. There was a lot of like, do they need to move it a year? But it seems that if you just move it a couple months or weeks, you're probably just going to have to keep pushing it back. Mm. So if you lock a place in.
Yeah.
Have you seen that new Fast and Furious Crossroads games are coming out in August?
No, I haven't.
I'm so excited.
What is it? Is it first person racing or third person?
No, it's third person or first person or whatever.
Okay. Which one is it?
It's like, because you can switch the camera, switch, okay, I assume. Right.
Just checking.
But it's like action combat racing where like there's a giant hovercraft and you're like, we have to take out its guns or whatever. And it's the whole crew. Well, the whole crew's there and all they're all voicing them.
Multiplayer crew?
I hope so. And people were like, this looks like crap. Like, looks like a last generation game.
But you love crap.
I love crap. Yeah. But I looked at that and went, this is my jam. Right. Because I'm sick of open world racing games because you're on a big map and you have to get to the start of a thing and then you go, and then you're just racing through places you've already been. Mm-hmm. I like racing games that are like specific tracks, but also a little bit arcadey. I like a very niche kind
this
of racing.
This is very niche, yeah.
But I don't like really detailed like minutiae racing where you don't want to have tires and whatever. Well, I think I would.
I couldn't think of a single other car thing, like tires. You only said tires. Transmission.
Yeah. Transmission, what kind of transmission you get? Yeah. But yeah. So
manifolds.
Mm. But yeah. So the idea that I've forgotten. I'm in the
a very
of
niche thing. That you
very
like.
Niche thing. Yeah. But I like those kind of action, kind of arcadey racing games.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be any action sequences outside the cars?
Ooh, in the game.
In the game.
I hope not. Ah. I know that because there is some Fast and Furious games that maybe do that.
What if you're approaching the hovercraft and yes. then like you're Tyrese and you have to get on top of the hovercraft?
Yeah.
And then it's like a platform fighting game on top of the hovercraft.
Okay. There's actually a James Bond game like that, Bloodstone, where I think you do that exact thing.
All right.
That's great.
Well, they could just put that in.
Yeah, just put that in. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
What happens is you get on the hovercraft and then it just cuts to the loading screen of James Bond Bloodstone and you play that for a number of hours.
Whatever, that's fine.
And then when you finish that, back to Fast and Furious.
That's fine. I'd be totally happy with that.
Now,
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit was from 2010 and that was like my last like...
Because
made them all open world and jammed it full of crap.
If I may,
yes.
I've realized now that I've lost the thread of where the Fast and Furious movies are going. Nine is Han is back, right?
Nine is Han is back.
Who's the villain, though? Do we know?
That's a great question.
And then 10 is Space, probably.
Yeah, let me check. Fast and Furious 9.
Charlize Theron.
I know Charlize Theron is back, but maybe John Cena is in it.
Oh, that's right.
His brother is back.
Toretto. While Dom was stealing DVD players.
Jacob Toretto
is becoming the ultimate super soldier.
Yeah.
To one day, to fulfill his destiny of one day fighting Dom Toretto, notorious DVD thief.
Oh, Michael Rooker's in it. Huh. But maybe he was in some of the other ones?
I don't think so.
Helen Mirren's back.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good names in here, mate.
That's right.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, good. So that movie is the one we haven't – that's not out yet. Okay,
no.
Good.
So Amber Sienna's in it, and she's just someone called Interpol.
Oh. So she's portraying the entire band Interpol?
Yes.
Wow.
Or some kind – yeah, or like the agency, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want some news?
Yeah, I'd like some news. Yeah,
this is my deadline. This is not so much.
Should that be your catchphrase?
You want some?
We're testing out some catchphrases this week.
This
do you
good.
Want some news?
This is my deadline. This is not so much your big action blockbusters or your comic book movies, but this is just about some lockdown stuff that I think might be interesting. Euphoria creator Sam Levinson, Malcolm. Have I said that?
I haven't seen Euphoria, but I hear it's good.
Yes. It is good. It's great. They filmed a movie with Zendaya and John David Washington, who's in the new Tenet movie, which is like this, they made it all in lockdown. It's this marriage story-esque thing that they did because they couldn't do Euphoria season 2.
Uh-huh.
So she rang and was like, we need something to do. I'm bored. I'm with Euphoria, but we can't. And he was like, I'll write something. So he banged out this script. And so they filmed this just on the DL, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
And before the – this is another one of a catchphrase. What do you think? before and during filming, producers reportedly implemented strict protocols to ensure the safety of the cast and crew.
I do like strict protocols.
Yeah, that's right.
Couldn't they maybe
– Mission Impossible, strict protocol. Don't you go rogue, Ethan.
Couldn't they have just done some strict protocols on the set of Euphoria?
Yeah, but it's a whole other thing. It's a whole thing. You do it in an apartment, you have people yelling at each other, it's perfect.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just yelling those particles out.
That's right.
Maybe they put a big glass wall.
Yeah.
Like a wall in between the characters.
But if you get everybody tested.
I'm leaving, clunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if you get everybody tested like each day.
That's true.
And everybody's locking down, it's very possible because there is a bunch of stuff going on. So I don't know, I think we're, as opposed to, I was hoping it wasn't going to be all like movies set over Zoom. Like,
oh, there's going to be a few of those.
You know what I mean?
I don't think. Here's the thing. I think there are some people out there, some movie executives, some TV executives who are like, you know what people are going to want? They're going to want crazy sitcoms set in the time of the coronavirus.
No.
No, we're not. None
I never want to think about this
never again. Never
again.
Never, ever.
Don't do it. Yeah. I think maybe in 10 years I could come back to this.
Yeah, sure.
If it ends this year, which
just like a like an Oliver Stone style W.
Oh, it was like, kind of,
but it's just called Rona.
Didn't that come out that he was still president?
Maybe.
Yeah. Let me check that.
Okay.
It was the same.
We don't have to.
But he also did. Did Oliver Stone do a 9/11 movie like nearly straight away?
He did it during.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, it came in 2008 in February. So yeah, Bush was still president then, I believe.
No, I think Obama was in by 2008.
He might have been voted in, but I don't know if he was in yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
We have none of the answers.
We don't know. But either way, too close is what I'm saying. He also did a 9/11 movie, didn't he? Yeah, he did World Trade Center, which came out in 2006.
Nicolas Cage.
I mean, it's 5 years after, but it's like, I don't know. It just seems like it just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whatever. Great stuff. Anyway, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Batman v Superman Justice League.
Now, before that, was there another thing?
Zendaya.
Euphoria. Okay.
Yeah, watch Euphoria.
What's the thing about?
It's like Marriage Story.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Like we're in lockdown.
Yeah, I don't want to see any more coronavirus stuff. That's I'm against it.
I mean, just turn the bloody news if you're on bloody coronavirus stuff, Mason.
I won't.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Junkie XL and Hans Zimmer, their themes for Justice League, that's been confirmed by Zack Snyder that's happening. He's using that soundtrack.
All right, then.
I think it may have already been, they did it. They already made it before.
I think so, yeah. I think it's pre-existing stuff. Yeah.
So that's cool.
So it should be Junkie XL hands over the USB sticks that have his work on it.
Yeah, that's cool, I think. They do great work together, and I think the stuff they did on the previous movies was really good. So terrific.
Can't wait to hear it.
Me too.
We're the Justice League. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. How many of us? Maybe seven? Talk about that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
They're also going to use the Steppenwolf original design, which is no surprise there. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, because if you just took the face off that Steppenwolf character that they used, it would look better.
It'd be fine and grey.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
If you just blank face, nothing there, you'd be like, ugh.
This is upsetting.
Also, someone asked Zack Snyder on maybe Vero, I don't know, does Unite the Seven mean Green Lantern? And he replied with a winky smiley face.
Just answer the damn question, Zack Snyder.
I think if they show a Green Lantern, we might not see the actor.
Yeah, right.
Or we will, because he could put it in.
Or we just see an actor.
He's
got no Green Lantern abilities or whatsoever. He's left the ring at home.
Well, can't they call it?
Not in this instance, no.
Oh, okay.
For the humor of the thing that I've just said, they cannot do that.
Can they call it, though?
Some of them can and some of them can't, as far as I know. Okay. I mean, the ring can operate on its own.
Yes.
Like as we saw.
So if it needs somebody, it's like, it's going to jump on this dude.
Yeah. Different, the continuity used to, or the rule used to be that every Green Lantern had a slightly different, like, secondary ability.
Right.
Like Hal Jordan's ring, he couldn't die when he was wearing it for a while. Like he could survive a mortal wound. Like if he got stabbed through the heart, he'd just be fine.
That doesn't seem like a...
I know, and it was always quite, but it was always like, how many times does this work?
Yeah.
Sometimes
immortals keep coming back after dying, don't they, Mason?
Oh, that's true. We could talk about that in a
little bit. We don't have time for that.
Oh, sorry.
We ran a different thing.
Okay. I'm saying we just introduce a new actor who's just like, yeah, I'm Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
But yeah, fair enough.
I'm not prepared.
My
ring's still charging, sorry.
Yeah.
It's in the lantern.
Same thing for the Jonathan Kent cameo. He did a winky smiley face. And Zack Snyder also promised no compromises.
That sounds very Zack Snyder. He knows exactly what to say, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think also, for good or ill, this is happening.
Yeah.
And we're going to get his exact version. So we can all...
Or even an improved version.
Yeah.
If anything, this is going to be the purest vision of his because... He's had more time to refine it and more time to just be like, how about, hey, remember that we made that one and it sucked really bad and I told you not to make that? I demand more creative freedom here. And it seems like he's getting it. So
yeah, that's exactly it. Do you want to hear some the Batman news?
Yeah.
It's coming to, there's a, so the Batman
yes.
movie.
Go
there's
on.
A series set in that universe coming to HBO Max.
Oh, is it Gotham Police?
Something like that, yeah. Matt Reeves and Terrence Winter are developing it. It's about the Gotham PD. It's set in the same universe via Justin Kroll. This is what he tweeted. No idea if Pats, as in Rob Bat, Bat and Bat. Mm-hmm.
Just be clear, man. Just call him Rob Bat, Bat and Bat, and then we'll all know. We don't
have to explain this.
God.
Yeah. I will make an appearance. But what I have learned is that it is going to be set before the Batman is set, and dive into how Gotham became corrupt and infested with criminals. So it's the TV show Gotham.
They're just going to replay the TV show Gotham. Yeah. They're going to rename it probably.
I would be more interested in this if it was like Gotham did that quite well from memory.
I didn't love it. I never loved it. But
apparently it got really good also as it went.
Here's a little tip for showrunners out there.
Yeah.
Start your show good. You know what I mean?
I still think there was some good stuff in that show from what I saw as well.
Fish Mooney.
No, Mason.
See, there's a perfect example. We were talking about it earlier about how a new character can really reinvigorate something. Yeah. You know how Batman comics now it's just a constant Fish Mooney parade.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we got the character of Fish Mooney, and people will
itched
just like
now.
I cannot get enough Fish Mooney.
That's right. So anyway, yeah. So this is going.
I mean,
be...
Will Smith can get enough Fish Mooney.
Whoa.
Because of that hot goss we
hot
had
goss.
Recently. You
know. They did a roundtable about it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, there you go. I mean, it's a different universe. I wonder how much supernatural stuff they'll work in.
Yeah, good question.
Because we don't know what this is. This like a Nolan-esque universe where there's nothing weird going on? It's all above board?
I think it'll be closer to your Burton Batman universe, okay. If I had to guess. I think it'll be, you know.
But we're getting that again, aren't we? So you can't have it that close.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Just dueling Burton Batman universes, just
yeah,
to see which is the best.
The original, probably, but yeah. Maybe not.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. So there you go. That's very interesting. Off the back of that, Mark Bernardin, who people might know, he's a writer, but he's also has a podcast with Kevin Smith, Fat Man Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
He heard there's a darker version of Batman Forever that exists, but Warner Brothers are unsure whether there was any kind of people want to see a more serious version of this film. Variety confirmed it. It's longer. There's you get Tommy Lee Jones escaping Arkham Asylum. There's more Riddler invading the Batcave. There's a bit where Bruce Wayne is talking to a giant bat. Have you ever seen that deleted scene?
I remember vaguely hearing about it. Yeah, okay, right. I don't know if I've actually seen it.
It's crazy.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's not man bat either.
Okay, so it's not a man-like bat. It's just a big bat.
Yeah, it's a big bat. Big bat. Do you want to see
it? It's like, Big Bat, you've come for me in my dreams. Yes, Bruce.
It does look a bit like that. Do you want to see a darker version of this?
Believe in yourself, Bruce. Thank you, Big Bat.
But I do. I do already.
Do it more.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Big Bat. I will.
Do you want to see this? A darker version of...
Only if he's referred to as Big Bat. That's okay. My one demand. But no, it doesn't sound darker. It just sounds longer.
Yeah, it does sound
It just
longer.
Sounds like the deleted scenes they stripped out because the movie was too long.
Yeah.
Because it came out at an era where... Movies. A 2 hour and 40 minute movie was too long.
Yeah, that's right.
And people wanted
arguably it still is.
Yeah. People just want a brisk, you know, a brisk fun ride.
Brisk fun ride.
And they were like, hey, should we put in this scene where Two-Face escapes from Arkham? No. Because we put a line in. He's out. It's fine.
We see him.
Yeah.
We see him out.
So we assume he's not in Arkham Asylum because he's outside of Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Bat told us.
What if he has to fight his way past Big Bat to get out of...
I'd watch that.
So there you go, isn't it? And that's darker, isn't it?
You wouldn't expect
a Big Bat.
And he'd be like, get out of the way, Big Bat. And Big Bat would be like, well, I'm a pacifist actually, so I'm actually going to step out of the way.
Also, you thought I was a dream? I'm not. I'm a real bat.
Big bat. How did I get the way I am? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm not Man Bat, just to clarify.
Yeah, Man Bat's over there.
He's a different...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't talk. We're on the outs. Man Bat. We have different. It's a religious thing.
Yeah. It's a bad thing. You wouldn't understand. There you go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about? You insane Hollywood ass." So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you've been searching for something online, but you're like, I don't want anybody to know I'm searching this. I want this to be secret, just between me and nobody else.
Yeah, like every day, every search they do, all the time.
Good.
I'm really worried about it. James, can you help me out somehow?
Well, absolutely I can, because if you're going in incognito mode, let me tell you something. It doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited.
James, I've been going in incognito mode. I've been clearing my browser every 5 minutes. Got all these horrible searches on here. James, you're still not providing a solution for me.
Well, Mason, I've got a solution for you right now. Because even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon or Comcast. ISPs in the US can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit.
Haha, cop that, ISPs.
ExpressVPN also keeps your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And most of the time, I'll bloody tell you what, Mason.
Oh, yes.
I don't even realize that ExpressVPN is on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected.
That's what you want. You don't want any lag.
No, you don't want none of that. Mm-hmm. You know the ones you turn them on and it's like... Grrr. Makes that noise because, you know, it's just grinding away.
Oh, it's just grinding away. Yeah. You're thinking of a whetstone.
Yeah, but some of the bad ones do it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. ExpressVPN, though, is available on all your devices. That's phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. Visit expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more. On with the show?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about now Marvel Comics, or do you want to yet again postpone that for another week?
Let's postpone it again.
Talk about the old guard.
I was thinking about maybe we should do it now, but we could just postpone it for another week, talk about the old guard.
That's right.
The old guard came out this week.
Yes.
And it's never been a hotter time to talk about the old guard.
Yeah, yep. That's probably true.
Hot stuff, right?
We're getting in on it. It's from director Gina Price Blythewood. She did Love and Basketball. She's doing the upcoming Silver and Black movie for that Spider-Man universe. Screenplay by Greg Rucka, who wrote the comic.
That's right.
What do you think the story was?
Oh, James, you bloody got me. You took it, brought it out of nowhere after many months of hibernation.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Still got it.
That's true. All right. Here we go. Okay, so.
Yep.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
She's back.
Yep.
She's sad again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. Because she's been alive for a really long time.
Is this a prequel to Aeon Flux?
No.
Ah.
Really?
Same hair. I mentioned it before.
It's very similar hair. That's true.
Ah.
Yeah. She's been alive for a really long time. She's got some mates who also been around a really long time.
Yep.
quite frankly, they're jack of it. They're sick of it. Been alive for a long time. They're like we've been trying to change the world, being good guys all the time, but it's not working. The world sucks and we're so old.
Yeah.
But then turns out there's another woman who's also become immortal.
She's
not old yet, no. But one day she might be old.
That's right.
Anyway, oh God. They're all going to team up.
But for what?
They're gonna beat up Dudley Dursley.
So yeah, so you got, these are the people you got. You got a Charlize Theron. You got a Kiki Layne. You got a Chiwetel Ejiofor. Mm-hmm. You've got Jafar. You've got Dudley Dursley.
That's right.
All your favourites have come together.
Mm. But sexy Jafar, just FYI.
Yeah, he is sexy. Yeah,
hot Jafar, not regular cartoon Jafar.
He's not that sexy.
No, that's right.
I mean, everybody is somebody's type.
Yeah, yeah. Not you like foxes.
No, Mason, you like foxes.
It's not true.
You like giant bats.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So, sort of clarify for people, I don't like foxes. I like regular human people.
Huh.
But it sounds
whatever
like
helps you sleep
I'm
at
protesting
night.
Too much, aren't I?
Yeah.
I always dwell on it too much.
You do, it's true.
I just spare on the myth. Myth. Mm. So, yeah, I think it's okay, this.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's a cut above your regular Netflix
Yes, it is. It is. It's more like, it's closer.
I would have watched this at the cinema.
Yeah, me too. It's closer to your Extractions than your... That one they put out last week based on a comic, which I didn't watch.
Oh, Last Days of American Crime. I also didn't watch it. I was going to, but then I didn't because there's no good reviews of it.
No, people seem to hate that. But I think also a lot of that is because the person who wrote the comic also wrote
the movie, yeah.
And everything that's good about that comic seems to carry over. I still don't think it's as good as the comic because I think there's some things that are a bit flat about this.
And there's clearly some stuff that they either had to tweak for the movie or decided to tweak for the movie.
Yeah. Are we going to do non-spoilers and then some spoilers?
Let's do non-spoilers, all right.
There's not really that much to spoil.
What can we not spoil?
Well, I could say that some of the action sequences are better than others. There's a moment at the start, which is also in the trailers, where they get ambushed and riddled with bullets.
Yes.
And then there's like this strobing kind of gunfight.
It's like a Blade-esque disco fight.
Yeah, or what's it called? Bloody Equilibrium. It's But then there's a moment at the end where all the team are working together to escape a facility.
Yeah.
And it feels very kind of A to B.
I didn't feel that way about that one.
I did. I got the sense that they work well together and it shows that, but it was shot a bit flat, I thought, matter of fact.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
To me.
Because there weren't enough strobes.
I might be. But I mean, it seemed to be choreographed well, but I wonder whether some people just look better doing these things than others. Like, I think Charlize Theron has been doing this for a while.
That's true.
And anything with her, it seems, is like, oh, this is like a cut above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. That's just my thinkings.
Mm.
But it's also, it's not incredibly action heavy, is it?
No. I mean, and I think maybe, is that a budget issue?
Maybe.
Well, what's interesting as well is this is kind of, the concept is kind of quite well suited for a Netflix show or movie, in the sense that the main conceit is, you know, it's interesting, but it's not heavily magical.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a world of wizards and dragons or whatever. It's just the simple concept of there are people who inexplicably...
Highlanders.
It's very similar to the Highlander rules. Mm. The first time you die, it seems you are then stuck. You come back and then you're stuck at that age.
Yeah.
And then you are immortal until you aren't.
So if you were 90 and you die.
You'd stay 90.
That sucks.
Or maybe you wouldn't.
Maybe you wouldn't age. We don't really know.
No, I mean.
Like you wouldn't get that old.
No. Oh, I see. Good point. Yeah, well, the Highlander rules is whatever age you die at is how you stay. So in the series, I think there was an episode where we meet a little kid Highlander because he was killed as a kid.
Yeah.
And even though when you become a Highlander, an immortal, they're not Highlanders. But I'm gonna,
well, there's only one Highlander.
When you become, well, there's several.
Is there?
There's Connor McLeod and Duncan McLeod.
Oh, yeah. They're brothers.
They're not brothers.
They're brothers.
They're not brothers. Anyway, when you become immortal.
Best brothers.
Even though you become like faster and stronger and more durable, if you're a kid, you're still a kid.
Yeah.
And so he has to like sneak around and use subterfuge and stuff.
Has he got like an adult brain or has he still got a kid's brain?
No, he's got an adult's brain, but he's kind of trapped in the...
Ooh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, and it seems to be the same rules and, you know, But in this, it doesn't really... Because in the Highlander universe, if your head gets cut off, you die.
Yeah.
But in this, it doesn't seem to be any... There doesn't seem to be any repercussions.
What is the limit on this?
I don't know.
People have asked this about Wolverine. If you cut Wolverine directly down the middle,
right.
Do you grow two Wolverines?
I think he would die.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But do these guys die?
Well,
because they mince them in the comic as well, don't they?
Yeah, and in this... At the very least, Charlize Theron seems to imply she can survive a plane crash.
Yeah.
Or leaping from a plane.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not, or it was a ruse,
yeah,
we don't know. But they can definitely survive multiple gunshots to the head.
Yes.
So
just scrambling brain matter.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. The effect is really good, I thought.
The coming back to life effect.
Yeah, the wound healing effect.
Yeah.
That's something they've clearly worked on quite a lot.
I didn't think about that. But
it's really good.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't think about it because it's very seamless.
When you encounter like a Wolverine kind of character, I think they kind of get lazy with the healing.
Because that probably got better.
Yeah, it got better, but like when it's sort of a matter of course, like he's got all these powers and also he can recovers from any wound, it just becomes so quick
and this is like matter of fact. Bullets like
pop out and kind of you see the as opposed to like, again, it's...
Which they do in Wolverine, to be fair.
Yeah, but in a lot of movies where a character has rapid healing, it's just sort of like a very vague sort of... mush,
yeah,
like very quickly, like it's just you can see the pixels move as the wound closes, and in this it's just you can see the flesh knit itself back together, and like it's good, it's a good effect. So if you're in this for wound closing effects, you've got it.
That's why I'm here.
If you're some sort of reverse Dr. Pimple Popper fan, then
you're gonna love it.
Yeah,
I think maybe this would have worked better as a series though.
Well,
I think there's so much story to tell here, which is why the comic is still going, I guess. Because what I really enjoyed about this was the flashbacks, and they're few and far between what these people had been up to across...
And the comic had way more flashbacks.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about the eons and the relationships that they forged with, you know, the people that they meet along the way and the families that they start, and you know what I mean? And
Can I make a note here? I thought some of the flashback stuff looked kind of cheap.
Oh, definitely.
Looked kind of bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like just wearing
a helmet. There's a scene where Charlize
set in fields.
Yeah, there's a scene where Charlize Theron is on horseback. She's some sort of bandit. She's got a hat on.
Yeah.
It looks bad. It looks like they filmed it at a Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
Not that there aren't great costumes at a Renaissance fair, I assume. I don't know. But it just looked weird and filmed on video and it didn't look great.
I don't think all of it. There's a bit where they get burnt at the stake, which looks quite good, and they clearly hired out some castles for some stuff.
Yeah,
or whatever.
They hired out that – they hired out one of those castle restaurants.
Yeah. But I think – no, I would have liked to have seen more of that explored.
Yeah.
And how they met. And like when they talk about two of them meet in the Crusades.
Yeah.
Before they started a relationship and now they kept killing each other until they kind of worked out that – maybe we should.
What a meat cute.
What a meat
cute. Constant deaths.
And there's actually a great speech because there's this gay couple, and this is, I think it's directly from the comic where he talks about, oh, it's your boyfriend or whatever. And he does this great speech about, like, this is beyond anything you could comprehend. Like, they've known each other for thousands of years. He's like, it's so. And it's a real, I think it is ripped directly from the comic.
Oh, yeah. It's Greg Rucker. He'll rip off anything.
I know, right? But yeah, I just thought that was a really, one of the best moments. Like, just that sequence in there. And again, it wasn't an action scene. It was just like explaining how one person feels about another person.
Uh-huh.
There's also a flashback where somebody's dumped at sea and drowned, which is quite horrific as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was
pretty funny because they're put in a casket with a face on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
It's a pretty funny face.
You do also get the sense in this that maybe you wouldn't get so much in a Highlander, maybe more so in like your Logans or whatever, where there is this sense of like burden with immortality. Like it's fun. They don't even seem to be liking any of the stuff they do anymore.
No.
And they take some solace and they're all together. But it's a drag. Like they do not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even more so now, like sort of the linchpin of this movie is that we've reached a point where you can't not be seen in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody's got there's cameras and phones and everything. And
there's a smartphone on everybody's watch.
Yeah. And they've spent in some cases thousands of years just slipping through the cracks. But now people can be like, hey, that person
looks like
still alive 100
person.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So do you want to talk a little bit of spoilers?
Yeah. I'm going to say best movie ever. I enjoyed it. I think it was a cut above. Yeah. I think it's definitely worth a watch. People will disagree.
I don't think it's amazing, but yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Mm.
Especially if there's, you know, you're looking for something to watch.
Yeah.
Have you done a lot of like you look through Netflix and you're like, what's new?
Right. Yeah, I think the performance is making a cut above. We got some A-list talent involved and
I've written here, it's better than the last movie I saw in theaters, Bloodshot, which is I think how I'm going to compare everything in my life.
Also immortal guy.
So maybe nanites.
Yes, nanites.
What if he's nanites overheat? He's fine.
He's, yeah, he was fine, I think, in the end.
It worked out.
Kind of fine. Yeah.
So I think, so spoilers.
Here we go. We're going to talk real spoilers. First spoiler, I think.
Yep.
I did see the twist coming a mile off.
Which one?
The one.
The woman
was
alive.
No, not that one. But that the that guy was going to betray them all.
Yes,
because he's like, because he's the unreliable narrator, yeah. And he's like, oh, they hit me with a grenade, but then they let me go for some reason. I'm like, well, you're in on it, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So. And there's also because you get the flashback of him when his son died of cancer, and his son was like, why don't you give me immortality? And he's like, I don't do that. I'm French.
Yeah.
Exactly. You believe that guy? He could have, but he didn't.
Yeah. So we're all about just being thin and smoking and not passing immortality to our children.
So true.
That's all we got.
Yeah. And there's also the twist and that, of course, her friend that she hung out with for millennia who drowned and they looked for is now back.
Yes.
They dredged her up like a Dracula. Do you ever see that show Dracula?
I loved it.
Yeah, because they dredge up Dracula in that, remember?
And then he's in the Black Ops.
Dredge up Dracula. Let's go get him. It seems like there'll probably be another one of these.
Do you think there will be?
I hope so.
What do you think Netflix's...
Three series.
No, but I mean, what's Netflix's yardstick for, like, when they'll do a sequel to something?
It seems like a lot of the stuff they do a sequel for is, like, rom-com movies or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Like, like The Kissing Booth, too.
Let's say nobody watches this.
Yeah.
Will they do a sequel? Or they were like...
No, well, then no. Yeah, probably right. Probably not. But I think people are watching this, from what I can understand. Also, you know, they don't care.
Yeah.
They've got investors' money and they just
burn
through it.
That's true, yeah.
Mate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But again, though, I feel like, don't you think this would have worked better as like an Umbrella Academy-esque kind of length series or like Your Boys?
We didn't talk about the Umbrella Academy trailer.
Yes, it looks good, doesn't it?
Season 2 trailer came out.
Yeah. It's in the 60s.
Maybe we did talk about it.
No, we didn't.
You know why we didn't? Because we recorded an ad about it.
We did an ad for it. Yeah. Yeah. You were back on board for that?
Yes, yeah. Looks great. Mm.
I like the look, different
direction. Just side note, yeah, I enjoy. I mean, again, it's kind of, you know, there's some significant variations from the comic book, but
yeah,
it totally works. Like all those characters a lot. Yeah,
Big Gorilla
like,
Man.
Looks like somebody's probably going to have to kill JFK to get him out of this. So
cool. Yeah,
yeah.
There's
a big gorilla. I wonder if what they're going to do is have because it's usually five, the little kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the comic books where it's like, oh, I had to kill JFK or whatever. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do that or if they're going to, somebody else is going to kill JFK.
Oh, and they'll be like, I was supposed to do it, but somebody else came in.
So I'm morally in the clear.
No, you should kill JFK.
Yeah, I reckon.
Stick to
too.
It, I reckon. Yeah.
Anyway, the old guard.
Yeah, the old guard. Although I like that axe, that cool axe that she carries.
Yeah.
We didn't really talk about Chiwetel Ejiofor. Well, I think. That also has an interesting setup for the future where he becomes the person that erases their history. And there was a nice moment in – that kind of really hooked me to the movie when they show the wall of good deeds that they'd done over the
centuries. Yeah, and not only that, but the wall of good deeds that their offspring had done. So as a departure from the Highlander universe where the Highlanders – I'm calling them Highlanders – can't have kids.
Yeah.
These guys can have a lot of kids.
And so many. Yeah. And it wasn't also the kids of people that they saved as well.
Yes,
as
exactly. Well? Yeah. Right. It's sort of a wall of honor of all the good that has been done because they've existed, kind of thing. Which I think was nice. Which I think was in the second series of the comic book. Maybe it was less so in the first one.
Not up to that.
A big difference of the comic book and this is that in this
drawings, one's a drawing.
One's a drawing and one's real life. That's it. Yeah. Good night, everyone. But also that in this Andy. Charlize Theron's character has lost her immortality.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
but in the comic
that.
Book, she's just, I mean, to this point, she is not.
Do you think she'll get it back?
Ooh, good question.
I think you could probably do a blood transfusion or something.
Yeah.
Like they would have tried that though, wouldn't they, at some point over the years?
No, because I guess that, because all the deaths we see in the, we see one death though, one immortal death.
Yeah.
That was in an era before blood transfusions. So, So maybe this is.
Like if you gave it to like a regular person.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe it only works immortal to immortal.
Yeah.
I reckon maybe there hasn't been a dead immortal in 1,000 years. So we don't know if that would
work. Do you think
it's
something to do with a new immortal showing up?
I wonder that as well because. Because
they hint to that.
They hint that she lost her immortality when the new immortal
rolled in.
Exactly. So, so maybe. Maybe there's only a limited amount of immortal juice in the world just slopping about. Just sloshing about in people's guts.
Yeah.
And, there's maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. But it would also, I think it also, one thing that I actually enjoyed about the final action sequence, which you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You're not an appreciator of good action sequences, is the fact that.
There was one bit in particular where they were working as a team that I thought looked a bit.
Oh, okay, flat. Right. But in that action sequence where Andy's no longer immortal, so everybody sort of has to use themselves as human shields.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was kind of fun, and they sort of instinctively were like, okay, well, it's, you know, I can take heaps of bullets, so here we go kind of thing. And maybe that could work. That would be an interesting action dynamic if they did another one where she's the team leader and yet she's very easily killable.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't necessarily have to give her immortality back. I think they would.
Yeah, probably.
That is interesting.
And I mean, she has, you know, she has thousands of years of wisdom. She just ain't bulletproof no more.
Did you like Dudley Dursley getting an axe to the neck and then pushed out a window?
Yeah.
You a big fan of him?
The actor?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
You know him from two things, right?
This and Harry Potter, yeah.
Well, and eight Harry Potter movies, however many there are.
Yeah, right. So, sure.
You know him from nine things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the last two Harry Potter, so I know.
That's what we're going to do, aren't we?
I know from seven things. Point.
Seven things, yeah.
There I know from seven things, nine things, just solely via reputation.
Yes, there we go.
What else has he done? He must have done other stuff. Probably. He's probably done some British rom-coms and things.
Yeah, probably. Turns up in things.
I hated his little suit jacket with his little hoodie in it.
Yeah.
Did he have multiple versions made? Because he's got them in different colours.
That's some tech CEO Lex Luthor shit.
Yeah, I hate it.
Ugh. Not a fan?
No good.
Do you reckon I should do it?
Yeah.
I'd look good though, wouldn't I? This one's like this jacket, it's like two jackets.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Not like my jacket that was two jackets though.
Oh my God. Still on. What a deep cut.
Claire threw it out.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
She says she didn't.
I'm aware
she did.
That Claire threw out your legendary, iconic signature jacket and you're trying to replace it with this pile of garbage. That's, I know.
I'll try and find a photo of the jacket.
I'll put it up on Instagram.
See if anybody's seen it.
Get a few sweet likes.
Yeah. There we go.
What are we talking about? The old guard. I liked it.
I liked it too.
I think it's good, yeah.
I think it's Terrifico.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was good. Not great. And I liked the cast a lot. I thought it was cast really well. Good performance.
Would you like to know some facts about?
Yeah.
What do you apparently, know? Greg Rucker said, you know how we talked about earlier about how we've got the two characters, they're a couple, and the speech is, you know, how our love is more than anything.
You wouldn't get
apparently,
it.
Apparently, Greg Rucker insisted that would be in there. Like, it was part of his contract. They couldn't take it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That was one of my favorite bits.
Mm. There you go.
What else?
Well, Andy's old mate, Quinn, isn't Quinn in the comic books, if I remember correctly. Because they changed the actor. So she's Japanese in the comic book, but the actor is Vietnamese in the movie.
Okay.
So the character's name's Vietnamese.
Ah, I didn't realize that. Mm. I should reread that to see
what's good.
I know, because I've been reading it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't read that first volume in since I first mentioned it.
Are they doing an adaptation of that one that is similar to The Old Guard that I also like, that I cannot recall the name of, but we've both read it. It's a good one.
What's it about?
It's a comic book, and no, it's more science fiction-y. It's about a guy who had lots of adventures in the past, and now he's really old, and his wife died, and he's coming back for one last adventure.
Is it like a Buck Rogers-esque kind of thing?
Sort of.
Where he goes to space?
He might go to a little bit of space. And it's called, like, The Old Boys or something. I'll remember it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And there's like a
meme went around this week. I saw it on various platforms. It's like, when you know what thing the podcasters are talking about, and it's like a picture of Joaquin Phoenix and Joker just being like, that's what this is right now. People know what we're talking about.
It's the one, and there's like the secret society under the earth.
Yes.
Old.
It's not
Old Men.
No, it's not called Old Men. And it's not called it's not East of West, but that's also good.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
I could look at my comics because I did buy it.
Please do.
While we do that. But yes. Hang on. It's better than Bloodshot.
It's better than Bloodshot, isn't it?
Yes.
That is so true.
Fuck's that called?
It's a good one though, isn't it?
It is. After Death. No, that's a different thing.
Yep.
That is a good one about immortal. That's also about immortal people, actually. American Vampire, that's also about immortal people. Yep. Got a lot of immortal people stuff going on in here. Jeez, I read a lot of Batman comics. Let's go through my cover. The Dying and the Dead.
Yep, that's the one.
There we go.
It's a good one.
Whew. I think I got the newer one when it came out, but then I went, I got to reread this to.
Yeah, because it had a break of like a year between issues or something like that.
But I remember really enjoying that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. Should we do the next segment of the show?
Yes.
What is it though?
What we reading?
What we gonna
read?
I'm doing the thing. Westworld. What are you reading today, Mason?
Good question. I rewatched Mission Impossible Fallout. Exactly.
Was he still the best friend of everyone in the world?
Yes.
I love that sequence where it's like, that's the problem with Ethan. He loves everyone too much.
That's right. He's got too much gumption. with Ethan. That's his problem. He's too good at running. He's too good at running and friendship.
It is amazing how
fast. And rock climbing.
Yeah. It's amazing how fast that dude can run.
Yeah.
It's pretty phenomenal.
Do you think they tweak it like the footage of the 60s Batmobile? They speed it up just slightly.
Put a big rocket pack on the back.
Yes.
Maybe. So what do you think? I mean, every time I see those, because they're on, is every one of them on Stan maybe or something?
Something like that.
But I want to do them for Caravan of Garbage. I'm like, I want to watch this first one, but I'll wait so I can come back to it.
Yeah,
I do want to come back to that.
I was going to watch Warrior Nun this week, but then I didn't.
I've heard it's
all
right.
I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh, is this just Buffy again?
But I've heard it's good. I've heard good things. So, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I will watch it.
Yeah. Okay. I saw like a clip of it and I'm like, I don't understand this at all through this context of this clip. They were trying to hit it with a stick, but the stick was kept like going through
it. I also saw that, yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Probably magic.
Yeah.
Probably Jesus magic.
Yeah.
Megazord Jesus.
Yeah. Megazord.
Megazord.
I started to read finally Oblivion Song by Robert Kirkman and Dee Felici.
Oh, yes.
But it's basically there's some kind of dimensional split or rift and 300,000 people are lost.
There's some sort of dimensional split or rift. Everyone, look. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Is that the school bully?
Oh, yeah.
I see it. You come over here. And then he just chucks somebody in the rift. No, but anyway, what actually happens in this?
So 300,000 people are lost in Oblivion, this like parallel dimension.
Uh-huh.
And the government for years has this thing in where they set up where they send over people to bring people back. So they figure out what it is, but there's horrible monsters over there.
Oh, they have like a rescue team.
Yeah, the rescue team. But anyway, they find less and less people, so they stop going over there. But there's this one guy who his brother's still over there, so he keeps like using his own tech and his own resources to go and try and save people and bring them back.
Oh, so this is he's got like a homebrew rescue kit.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like stuff that's left over from when he used to get paid to do it and whatever. And the idea behind Oblivion Song is that the white noise or the ambient noise over there is really intoxicating. Like when there's no monster or
like,
anything
like
that.
This is like a chill place to hang out.
Yeah, because like, you know, it on Earth where we live.
I'm not following, but continue.
If you find like a quiet spot with no, you just hear kind of nature and the wind and birds and
like,
whatever.
This is quite nice.
Yeah, but it's like,
nobody just looks up anymore, you know?
Yeah, no one looks
Everyone's
up.
On their phones.
No one looks up from
Everyone's
their
on
phones.
Their phones.
Everyone's looking at their
is
phones.
Is this a metaphor for their phones?
No.
Is the Oblivion Rift
No one even
phone,
says anything
phone?
About phones in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel he's missed a trick there. I feel renowned writer Robert Kirkman has missed a trick about people not looking at their phones.
I reckon in the very last issue on the last page, someone will be like, this is about phones, yeah? This is about phones?
Or it'll zoom out and it'll be just you on your phone, you the reader on your phone.
Brilliant. But yeah, so the ambient noise in this place is really, it's so foreign from what you know, but it's also really intoxicating. It's like, it's almost like music, just hearing like a different thing.
Yeah, right.
I guess, yeah. So that's where the name comes from. But no, I really enjoy it so far. I'm a couple of things in.
You know what I'm going to watch?
Volumes.
I'm going to watch. It's on Amazon Video.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Pepitone, stand-up comedian Eddie Pepitone.
I saw him once.
Has a new – did we go together that or was that
– was him and Pete Holmes and someone else a few years ago?
Headliners, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, he's got a new comedy special called For the Masses on Amazon Video, and he's great. I haven't seen him live in many, many years. But
since he was here last, I guess.
Yes, since he was here last. That thing we just mentioned. But he's great. He's just a real doomsday guy.
Yeah.
He's like Marc Maron, but not as positive.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That is something
I lost
else.
To scream, this man. I don't know, but he's a real screaming philosopher.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna put that on my list.
I also heard Hannibal Buress's new special is just on YouTube, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because you know what's on Netflix, it's like, well, it's Netflix time or whatever.
Yep.
So you just put it up there.
And yet it's still called Blur, it's Netflix time.
Yeah, Blur, it's Netflix time, yeah. It's called Miami Nights. Mm. So there you go. But it's only got 678,000 views. I feel like on Netflix it probably, because I didn't know it was out.
Yeah, right.
Like it'd been out for,
probably
I knew it was coming. And then here we are.
This is a description of Eddie Pepitone.
Mm?
Comedy's bitter Buddha. Eddie Pepitone is a ranting absurdist and a self-deprecating rage machine.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Who was headliners? It was him and Pete Holmes.
I was a rotating list, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Look, I'll have to check. It might have been Dave someone.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. You know, our friend Dave, he was on there. He got a Guernsey.
Not Dave Warnocky, our other friend Dave.
Our other friend Dave, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Look, I can't remember. I'll go back through my extensive collection of just old comedy tickets, and I'll let you know.
Sure, please do.
I think I threw them all away.
Yeah. Hope so.
Yeah, me too.
It would be strange if you didn't.
Yeah.
All right, is that the that segment of the
show?
That's
the whole segment, I think. Let's do some
Oh, just quickly, 16-bit scenes is back.
Oh.
John Stratman and Kenny Mac have finished off. It's the second part of the battle in Avengers Endgame.
Ooh.
Where all the Avengers have assembled and then they defeat Thanos. And then
just minus the last 30 seconds.
That's
just
right.
To upset people.
You don't need any of that. You don't know how it ends, don't you? No, it's that and there's a little bit of extra stuff at the end that goes past the snap, and there's also a really interesting making of about how he put it together. Because if you see this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To quote a great Star Wars thing.
Go on.
It's so dense. There's so many things going on. There's just layers upon layers of characters.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It's insane.
Parallax scrolling.
There's a lot of that.
Mode 7?
There might be some modes.
Can I request some mode 7 for next time?
You can ask him yourself.
Okay, can I, for next time, maybe the scene in Iron Man 2 where Iron Man and Nick Fury are in the donut shop?
Yeah.
Just having a chat.
Okay.
But there's a lot of mode
7. Mode 7.
There's mode 7 involved. A lot of
like
zooming
that
in and out.
Star Fox FX or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play that? Remember there was a Star Fox 2 that they never released and they recently released it on.
I didn't play it, but yeah, didn't you have to buy the little
you
Super
to buy
Nintendo?
The little Super Nintendo. I mean, you can get a ROM of it.
I guess that's true.
I didn't, never interest me. I'd love a new Star Fox game. Well, they're called Star Wing here, weren't they?
They were, yeah, it's true.
Don't make those properly anymore. They made a shit one for the Wii. It doesn't matter.
Could we ask John Stradman to
make
a new Star Wing, Star Wing 3?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not busy,
He's not. He finished this.
Finished this. So, I mean, just get onto it, mate. Come on. Mode
I mean,
7.
And also, it's a whole other type of, you know, kind of animation that you'd have to learn.
And game programming, I guess you'd have to.
Yeah. But again, you've
do that. I mean, if we could be in it also.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As like. As
can
like,
I be the fox?
No, we're better than Star Fox.
Oh.
We're like, there's a lot of like dialogue where you're playing a Star Fox.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I'm the best.
How are we going to get out of this?
Oh, if only James and Meso were here. They're better than me at this.
Yeah, you know? We're busy.
Here.
Oh, we're busy in the
game. We're
busy
podcasting. Which just cuts to us in a really polygonal podcasting studio.
I love it.
Yeah.
Is that the that segment now?
That's
for real?
That segment, I think, is for
the next segment.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The letter segment.
Yeah.
The
classic one was letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters. They're only a day away.
We're gonna hear right now. We're gonna do letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. Send them through. I love tweets, don't I, Mason?
You do love tweets. You have a tweet right there.
I do, but you can also email weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. This is from Nick. Durant says, now that you've tried Harley Quinn, can you please try Young Justice? It's all on Netflix. And so if you want to try one episode, try Misplaced Cold Hearted in season one. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I do need to watch Young Justice and I haven't.
I also haven't. Maybe we could do it this week.
Maybe.
Make a brief commentary.
Yeah, but
about
I'm also trying to do Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, because that's all on there. That's the problem. Yeah. And are you getting through that?
I am, very slowly. Also, I don't like there's the big black bar.
I noticed you didn't give an opinion.
No, because it's good. It's really good. But I want to watch the
sounds like
thing.
A man backtracking, if you ask me.
I don't like it, Mason. I don't like it.
He doesn't want the backlash from the Avatar fans.
I want to watch it so I can watch the movie and then know how bad the movie is.
Mm.
What about you? What do you got?
This is a little question. This is from Christian Cragen. He says, Tenet theory, thing missed from my wife. I've been listening to you guys for about 5 years now and my wife is starting to get on board. Oh, that's good.
Starting.
She had a theory about Tenet and wanted me to send it in. Needless to say, I've never been more happy. Even on your wedding day, Christian. Anyway, let's see how this goes.
Trouble in Paradise?
That's Trouble in Paradise, I reckon. Watching the Tenet trailer, my wife commented on the fact that in some scenes, certain people are wearing what appear to be oxygen masks. But seeing as this movie deals with time inversion, is it possible that's a carbon dioxide mask?
Oh.
So perhaps as they move backwards in time, they need to inhale CO2 and exhale oxygen.
Oh.
Good question, right?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Anyway, I really enjoy listening to you guys and so does my wife. Who knew? Well, I mean, you know.
We didn't.
We didn't know. Just you guys knew, I think.
You guys knew that about each other.
Good on you guys.
That's not a bad theory, though.
Good theory, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they have to be for something, right?
Right.
It can't be for nothing.
Unless at the end.
Yeah.
Unless he's like, you need to wear this for no reason.
Yeah. It's about phones.
Yeah. Oh, last week I
think Tenet's going to be pushed back.
Yeah, Tenet. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, I think I mentioned like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, there was like an indie comics website
Yes,
you Australian Indie Comics website. Yeah, I got my copy.
Oh, how is it?
So I think the website is supposed to be pronounced Owner Indie. Like, okay. You can own a indie.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's ownaindi.com.au.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, I got it. The comic I got was called Skyscraper, and it's like a newspaper print, like a tabloid print.
Oh, cool.
Newspaper. I think I described it in the episode, but I got it delivered to where I live.
Yeah.
And
where do you live?
I'll tell you off of it. Don't worry about it. But it's like it's a sort of a sci-fi-ish murder mystery set in a building.
Yeah.
So every page is the same shot of the building.
Oh.
And it goes sort of back and forth in time. So every page is the same building of the various
floors. That sounds amazing.
What's happening in the various floors, like over a period of years, but also over like the number of days of this murder mystery investigation. Yeah. It's really interesting.
That's a really.
I like it. I'm going to buy some more comics from this website.
What a great idea for like a new way to read comics.
Yes.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yes.
This is from Hayden. It's from hashtag with Katana Pod. This isn't a question. It just says, just went on a date with my girlfriend, sat in the park listening to Pod. Thanks to the Pod. Thanks. There you go.
Wow. Well, that's
nice.
In a lot of ways, it's the perfect date accompaniment, this podcast.
That's right. This is a real Oblivion song. You know what I mean? It's just on the background. It's like it washes over and you're like,
you wouldn't
beautiful.
Want to leave. You'll never want to leave beautiful. The park.
Yeah.
You know, people, the police will show up and they'll be like, move on. You'd be like, I won't.
Can't.
Mm. You know?
Yeah. What else you got? I can do one.
Yeah, do one. I'll find one.
From Luke Adele says, hashtag Wicked Planet Pod. I'm a long time. Now, normally when people send us like, versus things. It's after we haven't done a versus episode and we don't look at them, do we? Uh-huh.
That's true.
Because it's like, this isn't the time or place for that. But this one I'm going to make the exception. A long-time listener have sent many letters via email but didn't hear back. Yesterday I realised I misspelt the email address and it auto-saved, so I sent 3 years' worth of letters to nobody. So then they said, Lucas says, who would win, Flaming Chains Man versus Russell Crowe? You saw Flaming Chains, man.
Yeah.
Hessian sacked, for people who can't remember, two balls of, what was it, paraffin?
Yeah, maybe like a chain coming from each hand, like just sort of approaching the ground. And at the end was like, I guess, like a ball of flammable material. So yes. Two, and I'm like, that guy's going to die.
Yeah.
He's going to set himself on fire.
That's right.
Maybe he'd set Russell Crowe on fire. I think Russell Crowe would win.
Yeah, he's still.
I don't think Russell Crowe has any compunctions about punching a man. Like just straight up.
He doesn't mind getting singed.
Exactly. He would just cover the distance immediately and just wallop that guy right in his head.
We don't even know anything about this guy, but like he's not a martial artist. He's just swinging, swinging chains.
No, that's true.
Anyway, thanks for the emails.
Is he going to resend the emails that we never got?
I don't know. All right. That's up to him. It's between him and God. What do you got?
Here we go. This is something we've talked about in previous weeks. This is from Alistair. It says, Quibi update. Spoiler alert, it's not looking great.
Oh, I meant to put this in news.
Yeah, that's all right. It's good that Alistair has emailed in to remind us. He sent an article on Twitter. Apparently, there's a couple of things to note, but long story short, Quibi wanted 7.5 million paying subscribers in year one.
Yeah, how close are they?
The actual number, they got 72,000.
Wasn't that when... They're not sure on the actual numbers, but my understanding is that after the 3 month free subscription,
a lot of people, like 90%,
that's who was left of the people who signed up for that. Yeah, so I think there are additional people, but I would be shocked if it was 200,000. Like that would be generous. I would say.
And yet there's a Princess Bride thing on there. Apparently, and
people are loving it.
People are loving it.
That's the thing, though. Like, what
it's
are
the
you...
last appearance of?
Carl
Reiner.
Carl Reiner, the great Carl Reiner. What were they thinking in terms of? People sharing this thing because apparently the only thing that because you can't share it, right? Yes. So if you see
you can't screenshot a weird, amazing thing,
you have to use like different proxies to get around it to save it or film it off another phone or whatever. To it doesn't make any sense. Social media is supposed to be all about sharing stuff, and the only thing being shared about Quibi is that it sucks. Do you know? That's not helping their brand, probably. And what I love, every now and then they'll be like, well, actually, we're actually more on point than we thought. You know, it's a slow build. But no, this is just pull the plug. You're not fooling anybody.
One of the CEOs recently was quoted. She said, I'm not really a TV person.
Yes.
Why are you running a TV? What are you doing this then?
Did you see? I read this amazing article. I can't remember where it is. I'll try and find it. but they go through kind of how this thing came together. And now it's from like these old school kind of executives, you know, like that dude from Disney or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gal Gadot came in and she was like, I wanted this thing about like young girls and positivity and all these different things. And he goes, you know, it'd be great. You could be like the next Jane Fonda. You could do workout videos. And she's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, wow.
Like that's the frame of reference.
That's a life
of being
disturbed.
Remember Jane Fonda workout videos from the
80s? Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it when she spoke out about the Vietnam War, but if you keep your mouth shut and you just get in that lycra and do some sit-ups, maybe you'll have a future, sweetheart.
I just can't. I do not understand. Yeah. I'm just bringing up this article for those people who want to find it. But, yeah, you were talking about getting a new trial, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I never
Vulture.
Did.
Vulture. It was an article on Vulture.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You never got around to it?
No.
The article is titled, Is Anyone Watching Quibi? The streaming platform raised $1.75 billion and secured an A-list roster of talent, but it can't get audiences to notice. Amazing.
Mm.
How could you fuck
Quibi,
this up
if you're
so
listening,
badly?
Yeah. Contact us and we'll do an ad for you.
Yeah, we totally will.
We'll do it for $1 billion.
Yeah,
$1 billion. I mean, you're happy to throw up that amount of money
I'm
around.
I'm looking at the people on here in some of these shows. There's some of the stuff I'm like, yeah, I'd check this out if it was I want to watch that, The Greatest Game, whatever, the Liam Hemsworth one. But I'm not watching it in 5-minute chunks on my phone vertically. Right. I want to watch it as a. Let
you
me
can watch
buy
it on your TV now. They've bound to audience. Demand, I think, and you can watch stuff on your TV now.
There you go. I'm still not getting
probably
the app.
Not here. Probably
no,
not here. Probably don't have the app.
I could watch it vertically on my TV.
Yes, exactly. Portrait mode on the TV.
Great.
I'm going to find a couple more letters.
Sure. Ba 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 baran.
Ba 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 baran.
Ba 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 baran.
Well, here's one. You ready for this, James?
I'm always
ready.
For
this? This is from Jordan Crestwood. Oh. His subject line says, James Mason, the character from the novel. And I'm like, that's intriguing. James and Mason, I have published my first book and you guys helped me without even knowing it. I'm a long-time listener. And when I was in the early writing stages for this book, I needed to come up with the main character's name. I decided to name him after my two favorite podcasts. So
who?
Charlie Anderson. Why? To make it really weird for you if you ever decide to read it. He says, I'll post the link below. You guys don't have to plug this on your show or anything. I just wanted to let you know that your names are out there in a fictional world of a violent societal collapse wielding a katana.
Oh.
So James Mason is apparently.
What's the book called?
Let's click and find out. Note, if you guys are creeped out instead of flattered, the naming of this character was entirely coincidental.
Oh, that's good.
It's provided an Amazon link. Let's give it a little clickety-click. Let's see what it's called. Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's called Within the Flame, After the Fall, Book 1.
Book 1!
It's on Kindle. It's looked right there.
It's a good title.
It's by Jordan Crestwood. So just Google that. Go to Amazon and look up that name if you want to track that down.
Terrific stuff. Thank you very much. We are honored.
We are honored.
I was waiting for you to say we're on it too.
Yes.
I'd have thought maybe I thought for a second you weren't going to say it.
Oh, no, we're on it. We're on it.
Okay,
sure.
good.
That's pretty exciting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think in a post-apocalypse scenario, James, you would in fact wield a katana?
If I had one, probably.
You reckon? Yeah.
If I had one, but I don't have one,
right.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, well, what about what have you got around the house you could probably wield as an
apocalypse? A baseball bat.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just for baseball. Nice. And hitting people.
Right. I reckon I would dual wield these podcast microphones.
They're pretty sturdy.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah.
Just, you know. And I could lash them around my waist.
Oh, my
the
goodness.
Cables, and then I couldn't lose them.
These things are like.
I could use them as like grappling.
Oh,
pylons,
my God.
You
could
know?
Slide down telephone poles or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Just swinging.
You die.
Swinging wildly. I'd die, but I'd die atop a pile of zombie corpses. So that'd be good. Like the Doom
Does
guy.
Does that mean you just die on top of a pile of zombie corpses?
Yeah, yeah, just probably of a heart attack or something. But just imagine the box art for the original Doom.
Yeah.
I'm just on the top and I've got podcast microphones.
But you're not dead.
Not currently.
Okay, cool.
That's moments later.
Someone's mocking that up, Mason. You've made it happen.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yeah, good stuff. Is that the show or you got another one?
This one says, here's one. This is from Will. It says, you boys saved my life.
We know.
I'm intrigued, so I'm gonna read this. Hi, lads. That's us with the lads.
What up, dog?
Sorry for the dramatic start, but you boys genuinely saved my life. During this horrible pandemic, I've gone from losing my job to sadly losing my grandfather, so that's very sad.
Oh, boo.
He was a second dad to me and taught me so much. I was low and didn't know what to do or where to go. Listening to you two and watching the goat, that's you, James, on YouTube made me realize I can either let this keep me down or I can do what you guys do and explore my passion and let the world in on it. So I created a cooking YouTube channel under the name The Nerdy Cook and have used my passion for cooking and skills in marketing to start myself up and show people how fun and easy cooking really is.
That's great. That's very awesome. Exciting.
So that's from Will. The cook of the podcast, question mark? Yes, sir. The cook
of the
podcast.
What are not subscribers, buddy? Get in on that.
Get on that.
Yeah. Two videos. One is on Thai stir-fried minced beef with Basil. Another one is how to cook.
Perfect.
Beef au fan, which is, I'm not familiar with that, but that's a great thumbnail. There you go.
That's what you need. You need a good thumbnail to kick off, right?
Gets people in the game.
Gets you right in the game. That's right.
Yeah.
You're a master of the thumbnail. Yeah, but what's a key to a good thumbnail, James?
A big face.
Yep, big face.
That's it.
Nice.
I think food's different. There's different rules for food because you need like
a big face made out of grains and vegetables.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know there is something about expression and face is emoting a certain way.
Okay, but what if everyone took your advice and every video had a big face?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't always work.
Yeah, right.
So it's a real crapshoot.
Yeah, right,
but
right,
like,
okay.
I find the more muddled you make it, the less people click on it. It has to be clear.
Yeah.
But it's way harder than you'd think.
And I think it's very hard.
So. Oh, that's about that hard then. But yeah, so if you look at like one I'm recently really proud of is the insane movie theories with Jared Leto coming out of the Joker pool of acid.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which is we're put together from multiple elements. And that was like, because he's staring, so it's intense, but he's in the pool. So it's like, what's he doing?
And he's made of grains and vegetables.
Made of grains and vegetables.
Which you had to do on your kitchen table.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's also, I don't know if you've seen this video, but I put it on Patreon where I should put on Big Sandwich as well, which is the thing we do. It's got a bonus podcast. Check it out if you want. But it's linked below. But Man of Steel, I took the face off Henry Cavill flying and I put a smiling face on.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did I show you that video?
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
There you go. So there you go. There you go. But it's also has to be topically relevant for people to click on it. It's a whole lot of stuff that you got to do.
And if you could, one tip would be make the face out of grains and vegetables.
Yes, that would be the main, if there's one takeaway from this.
It was just an ad I saw when I was a kid where they had.
They're grains and vegetables, man.
Yeah, the vegetable
man. What happened to him? He's rotted, hasn't he?
Definitely rotted, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that for real, the show?
That is for real. That's the whole show. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing and telling a friend in these very strange times. And thank you for leaving us a nice review, if you could. James, do you have a nice review
there? I've got a couple here. This is from Stanzy55, finally reviewing my favorite podcast. I've been meaning to review The Weekly Planet. You can do it in-app. That's right. For a long time, but I haven't yet because I'm lazy. But here we go. This is by far my favorite podcast. I've been listening for a few years now. Each episode is a delight that I look forward to each week. It's a must listen for any fan of movie, comics, or TV shows. Thank you very much. And this is from Wally Winkerton.
That's a great name.
I know. Five stars.
And I hope that's your real name, Wally Winkerton.
Me too.
You're out there.
It says more like Mr. Five Star Movies. Just want to let everybody know that the boys have nice rigs, I can verify. Also, don't forget that Deadpool lives in his own space. Couple of bloody in-jokes from the bloody podcast there, Mason.
That is classic Winkerton.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, it really helps the show if you can do it in-app. But there's other things they can do. What's that, Mason? This is where you do the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Look, if you want to contact us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp.
Yes.
You can go to planetbroadcasting.com to see all the podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network. You can also sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings.
Yes.
He is at Raw Collings on Twitter. He's also at The Weekly Planet. You can follow him in all those places. He's doing editing. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's the best.
He's the best.
Let's see. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseu. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
Yeah, man.
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group if you want to have some great fun discussions about all sorts of pop culture stuff and podcasts. We have a grand old time over there.
Inclusive.
Very nice. Have a grand time.
Yeah.
No arguments, thank you.
Don't be a dick.
If you wouldn't mind.
In real life or in the group.
If you can just about be bothered.
Or you're out.
It would help everybody just get through this.
Yeah,
totally. It'd be real nice. Let's see if you want to support the show. You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you would like to chuck in a buck. We very much appreciate that. We've got the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to buy that Kindle book, you can probably buy it through the Amazon,
no doubt.
Amazon link or in fact anything you need to buy currently need to get delivered to your house.
We can get kickbacks on things we have nothing to do with.
Precisely. The perfect crime. It's not a crime. It's legal.
Perfect.
But also you can sign up to Big Sandwich Patreon.com/Nerdist.co.
Yeah.
If you would like, it's $9 a month. You get all sorts of bonus content. We've got a new podcast called We Got This Covered, where we talk about dumb clickbait stuff. We're having a grand time over in that podcast. We recorded a bunch of stuff in advance, but we're doing more episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've got new movie commentaries coming up. Rise of Skywalker is out.
Just came out.
We've got a new one we just recorded. It'll be coming out in a few weeks.
That's right.
And we've got some ideas for some other stuff.
That's right.
But let us know if you have any ideas of stuff you would like us to.
That's right. We're thinking something DC maybe because we haven't done a DC one yet.
I think we'll do DC.
We'll see, won't we? That's the kind of hot content
that's
you can
what
expect.
We, on the commentaries.
That's
we're
the
just
stuff
that.
We it's save just, for the commentaries.
We save it normally, but that's a freebie for you. The next one will cost you $9 per month.
That's right.
It's
Which,
worth
when you think
it.
About it, though, weekly, it's not that much, is it?
It's barely anything.
We can't divide it up, but we know it's less than $2.50.
$4.50?
We can't do it. Don't worry about it.
No, it's $2.25.
Don't worry about it. We can't do it.
No, it's not.
We can't do it.
No, it is. It's $2.25.
We can't do it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And look, it's just that if you want to help support us, you obviously don't have to. Everything else is still available, but that's a bonus thing that you can get from there.
It's true. Yes. Just helps us keep the old lights on here.
Certainly does. Yeah. Next week, maybe that Marvel thing that we've been
talking about, unless something else comes out.
Maybe.
Yeah. Everybody let us know if you've finished reading all the DC recommendations. Yes. And if you have, well.
We have to get an email from literally every person who's listened
to this.
That's
true. And also if you've read. You have to also read The Old Guard and you have to read that thing we recommended earlier about the old guy.
Yep.
He's back in the game, whatever that was called.
You
again.
Have to get Quibi.
The Dying and the Dead. You have to get Quibi.
Watch all
you
the
You have to wait for Quibi to do an adaptation of The Dying and the Dead,
yep.
which will take longer than the comic took to come
right.
out.
And then we
once
will
Once that's done, if anybody has any actual Quibi recommendations, like for real.
The Golden Arm.
No, it can't be the Golden Arm and it can't be the Princess Bride thing.
You mean a real thing.
Like if you've actually got Quibi, if you got it for the trial and you found something that's really good, let us know.
Tell us.
Yes.
Mm. All right. So, yeah, next week, Quibi recommendation.
Recommendation.
We recommend not getting it.
Unless they buy an ad.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Then we'll pretend it's great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And that's everything.
That's the whole show. Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.